他们也不认识我。
That'd be kind of a funny conversation, wouldn't it?
然后这个谈话就会变得很有意思了。
That may not happen, I don't know.
今天可能不一定会发生。
But the point is, we really don't know each other like God does.
我想说的是，就是没有人真正了解你，除了神以外。
It's amazing what nice clothes and a smile can cover, isn't it?
你知道，我们好像穿得很体面，然后脸上挂着笑容，我们就可以掩盖很多东西。
We don't know the sorrows we bear.
我们并不知道，就是每个人背负的痛苦。
Or I should say what the person next to us is bearing, what he or she is going through. We don't know what they're facing.
我们并不知道我们身边坐的这个人他在生活中正经历着什么。
But there's a verse in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 that's encouraging to me today.
在耶利米书二十九章十一节，在周报上有。
God speaking through His prophet, He says, "I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you."
在这里，耶和华说：“我知道我向你们所怀的意念。”
Says the Lord.
是神说的。
Thoughts of the plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in this your final outcome.
他说：“是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。”
That's wonderful news.
这个是一个好消息，不是吗？
While I don't know my future, and you don't know your future.
虽然我们各自都不知道自己的未来怎么样。
Someone does.
但是有人知道。
Back to our phones for a moment.
我们再回到刚才讲的手机上。
If I were to take your phone.
如果我接了你的电话。
Or you were to take my phone.
或者你拿我的。
We could go down and scroll and find out all kind of names on that list, couldn't we?
我可能可以从你的手机上查到你所有的这个上面存的这些人的名字电话。
If you go on your computer, we have what we call Facebook, don't we?
如果你上这个计算机上还有这个脸书。
We got all kind of friends.
然后上面有各种各样的朋友。
And sometimes I'll have something pop up. I don't know who he or she is, maybe, or maybe they've got my information and they want to be my friend.
有的时候他还会有冒出一个人来，我根本不认识，但是他也不知道怎么就搞到我的这个信息，然后就要跟我做朋友。
So I will acknowledge that that's possible. They can be my friend.
所以我就说好，你可以做朋友。
But now, just because I let them be my friend doesn't mean we're really, really close friends.
但是虽然他在脸书上是我的朋友，但并不真正意味着他是我的朋友。
Now I'm blessed to have a good helper with me this morning.
我很高兴，我今天有人来帮我翻译。
I hope she's telling you what I'm telling you.
我也不知道她说的是什么，应该是一样。
I have no idea. She could be telling me off, and I don't know about it.
我可以那个扭曲她的话，那她也不一定知道。
That's okay. But there's one lady here I do know about.
但是在座的当中有一位女士，我是真的认识的。
I've lived with her now for almost 5 years, 4.5 years.
因为我们在一起生活了大概快五年了。
But I've known her almost 30 years.
但是我认识她已经有接近三十年。
She's my wife.
她是我的太太。
Oh yeah, and I know more about her than I know about anybody else in this place.
我确信我认识她比你们认识你们当中更多的所有的人都更多。
Now why do I know her so well?
为什么我这么了解她呢
？Well, we've been together in all kind of circumstances of life.
我们在一起经过了很多生活上的事情。
We used to live in an area where her family lived behind where our family lived.
那我们从前的就是我们两家是邻居，就是我的父母还有她的父母。
And she used to come over to our house, and my first wife, who has passed away 8 years ago with cancer.
那我在大概在八年前，我的前妻因为得癌症去世，她那个时候来有时候来看我。
Miss Dara would come over to our house and help take care of. Then I had 2 boys, 3 and 5 years of age.
那个时候我的两个小男孩，一个才三岁，一个五岁。那他经常就会来到我们家来照顾他们。
And so we got to know each other.
所以慢慢的我们就彼此了解很多。
And later on, she came down to Florida here to go to school at Hope Sound.
那后来他就到Hope Sound 来读书。
And God called her to be a missionary in Haiti for many years.
然后神呼召他到海地去做宣教士。
While she was there, she was able to adopt a little girl whose mother had passed away at childbirth, almost at childbirth.
那他在海地的时候有一个小女孩是一个孤儿，就是她妈妈生她的时候就去世了，所以呢，就我现在这个太太就收养了那个小女孩。
And all those stages of life, we got a chance to learn about Miss Darrell.
那当就是说他经历这些事情，我经历这些事情时，我们是共同经历的，所以就彼此了解很多。
And the Lord had some plans that neither one of us knew about.
那神对我们的计划，当时我们并不知道。
Way back there when we first became acquainted with each other.
在很多年以前，当我们刚开始彼此认识的时候。
Now, it would have messed me up if he would have told me then plans he had for me 30 years later.
神那个时候30年前就知道他自己的计划，但是如果当时神就告诉我的话，那我肯定就生活就乱七八糟了。
Because I was blessed to be a happily married man.
因为那个时候我还跟我的前妻还那个在一起。
Together my wife and I had 3 children.
然后我们有三个孩子。
And 2 of those boys are in ministry in Alaska.
然后我现在的两个儿子在阿拉斯加，在
My daughter's in music ministry in Pennsylvania.
然后我的女儿在宾州，也是在教会服事。
And so God had some plans, but all along the journey, we weren't aware of what those plans were.
所以神的计划一直是有的，神的心意一直在那里。但是当我们在这个计划当中的时候，我们并不知道这个整个的蓝图是什么。
I look at you this morning.
我今天早上看着大家。
And I don't know where you have come from.
我并不知道你从哪里来。
A lot of you were born probably here in the United States.
你们当中可能有很多人是生在美国的。
Obviously, some of you were born in other countries.
但当然还有很多人是生在其他国家。
I'm hoping that all of you came from a happy homes, happy families.
那我当然希望你们每个人出生的背景，那个家庭成长都是一个幸福的。
You had a daddy and a mommy, and they loved you.
你的父母亲很爱你。
You had sisters and brothers, and you all got to get along real well together.
然后兄弟姐妹也彼此和睦相处。
Now I say I hope.That happened.
我说我希望这个是事实。
But I'm old enough and have been in ministry many years enough to know that's probably not the truth for everybody here, is it?
但是我现在经历多了，见的人多了，我也知道这不一定是在每个人身上都是事实。
And one of the problems we have in our life is a problem with comparison.
那我们当中生活当中经常遇到一个很大的问题，就是我们要去比较。
I see the kind of car you drive.
我看见你今天早上来
开的
那个开的是什么样的车，穿的什么样的衣服。
Phone you might have.
或者你拿的是什么样的电话。
Mine's just a little old simple.
我的这个比较简单。
It's not an iPhone.
不是一个 iPhone.
I don't have an iPhone.
我没有 iPhone.
How many of you have an iPhone?
谁有 iPhone?
Look at this.
举手。
Oh, you're all smart. You're better than I am.
你们都很聪
明。I wish I could be like you.
我希望能像你一样。
I wish I wasn't a missionary and I had money, I could be like you.
我希望我不是一个宣教士，这样我就能多挣点钱，像你一样。
That's where the problem starts coming in.
但是这样的话，问题就来了。
Because we can forget what Jeremiah was saying, it's God who says, I know the thoughts and plans for you.
当我们这样比较的时候，我们就忘记了耶利米书里面耶稣神说的，我知道我向你们所怀的意念。
Did you know that every one of us were a prescription baby? We were prescribed by God?
你知道我们每一个人都是就是有处方才出生的，这个处方是神给的。
I'm so glad when I watch my wife getting dressed, I'm so thankful he made me a man and not a woman.
每次我看我太太在那梳洗打扮，我就非常感谢神把我造成了一个男人，
Hallelujah.
我不是一个女人，
Thank you, Jesus.
真的是太好了，感谢主，我不用有这样的麻烦。
And there are those times, even in ministry, I've been a pastor for many, many, many years.
我做牧师也有很多年，在我的这个服事当中也有很
Even though I was born to a home of loving parents,
虽然我的父母亲很爱我
，I didn't have a brother and sister.
但是我是独生子。
But as I got older, I found myself comparing myself with other people.
然后等我年纪稍微大一点的时候，我就发现我常常会跟别人比较。
And as I got older, even involved in ministry and pastoral work, I got to doing the same thing, comparing myself with other pastors.
那等我再长大一点，后来当了牧师，我就发现我就去跟别的牧师去比较。
And as I've walked through that part of my life, I've realized how really that was a problem for me in my thoughts towards God.
但是后来我就发现说，当我这样比较的时候，这个显示出来的问题就是说我对神的想法有问题。
No, I wouldn't have said it like that.
虽然我不会，当时不会那么讲。
No, I just said, well, you know, we're all different.
我可能会说我们每个人都不一样啊。
But inside, I'm thinking, why couldn't I have been, or why couldn't I have done, or why couldn't I pastor like he's pastoring?
但是我心里实际上想的是说，为什么我不能像他一样呢？你看他做的那么有成果，为什么我不能跟他一样？
And the Lord had dealt with me through the years about that.
后来就经过很多年，神就一直提醒我。
That my questions was not just a question about humanity, but it really was a question against God himself.
所以他就说，他让我看见说，我当我问这些问题的时候，我其实并不是在问我为什么和他不一样，而是我开始在怀疑神，你为什么没有给我所想要的那些，神你的计划为什么是这样子。
Through these years, as we have pastored, I've had to talk with many people who sometimes came up in a home that wasn't loving.
那我当做牧师的时候，常常有人来跟我谈，就是他，当然他们很多人他出生的这个生活的背景，他的家庭并不是很幸福。
It was a broken home.
是一个很破碎的家庭。
Divorce had came.
然后常常是有离婚，父母亲离婚。
And a lot of times there are those of us who may have been born in homes where there had not been a mother and father. It was a matter where the mama got in trouble, and next thing you know, she got pregnant, and we're the result of that.
那有的时候是那种单亲的家庭，就是跟父母亲没有结婚，然后常常就是一个母亲自己抚养。
But again, is there a God who knows about that?
但是我们再回到原来的问题，神知道吗？
Is this just some verse to haunt us and to torment us? Because, okay, he's got plans, but they sure not been good plans for me.
啊，还是这个经节只是让我们说，那这也是神的计划，虽然这个计划对我来讲并不是一个好的计划。
And we watch every day, our world is in such an uproar, and such a chaos all around the world, isn't it?
然后我们每天看新闻，看到这世界上发生的这些事情，都很多是不幸的，是悲惨的。
All of our lifetime, there's been unrest in the Middle East.
那在我们这个有生之年，这个中东一直就没有平安过。
And when many of us hear about them going back to the peace table to talk about peace in, among Israel and the Arabs and some of those countries, we just...laugh it off and say, it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen.
每次这个当这个中东开始和谈的时候，当这个以色列和阿拉伯国家说要坐在一起来讨论这个和平条约的时候，我们都会想说，这么多年了，从来没有实现过，怎么可能呢？没有办法和平的。
And yet God has a plan, as Jeremiah said, to give you a future and a hope.
但是神仍然通过耶利米告诉我们说，神要给我们平安的意念，而且是要叫我们末后有指望。
That's important to understand because remember back in the book of Exodus, Moses was he was given a job by God to go to the Pharaoh to ask him to let God's people go.
那我们要记得这一点很重要，因为在当初在出埃及的时候，神呼召摩西，让他去向法老王请求，让以色列人离开埃及。
And Moses said, okay, if I go, who am I going to tell them sent me?
那摩西说，那如果我去的话，我要跟他们说是谁差我来的呢？
God says, you tell Moses, I want you to tell him, the I am who I am is sending you.
那神就对摩西说，他说我是自有永有的神。
Now, I like that because it wasn't the I was.
因为他说的不是过去时，好像曾经是。
I'm going to be.
或者是将来时，
I am.
我以后会怎么样？他用的是现在时，就是我现在就是。
There are several things we know God to be what He is.
因为我们知道神他有一些特征。
One of those, He's absolute, meaning He has never had a beginning.
那其中之一就是神说他就像他说自有永有，就是说他没有一个开始。
That staggers our mind, doesn't it?
这个是我们比较难以理解的。
A child can come up and say, Daddy, who is God?
那一个孩子可以去问他的父亲说，
Who made God?
说神是谁？是谁造的神呢？
And the wise parent would just simply have to answer, nobody made God, son.
如果你是一个有智慧的父母亲，你就会回答说，没有人造神。
He simply is, he always is, and always will be.
他就在哪儿，他从前是，现在是，将来还是，没有一个开始。
And God's absolute being means God will never end.
那也表示说他也不会有结束。
If he didn't come into being, he cannot go out.
所以他没有一个开始，就没有一个结束。
Thirdly, God's absolute means that God is absolute reality.
那第四点呢，就是他是一个完全真实的。
There's a song that we have sometimes sung as a special. It is real, it is real. Oh, I know it's real. Praise God, the doubts are settled, and I know it's real.
那有一首诗歌常常我们从前唱到，就是说一切都是真实的，在你都是真实。
How do we know it's real?
你怎么知道什么事情是真实的呢？
Well, because of the reality that God puts in our heart of our understanding Him as we come to Him, seeking Him with all of our heart, He lets us know from His Word by His presence who He is.
因为当我们存着真心来寻找他的时候。他就让我们寻见，就好像这个圣经上讲，当我们真心去寻求的时候，神就借着圣经，借着他自己来启示给我们，我们就可以看到他。
There's no one to compare to the God we serve and we love.
没有人能够和我们所服侍的、所爱的这位神相比。
And that's the God I present to you this morning, who knows where you are right now.
这也就是我今天早上像跟你们所说的那位了解你、知道你现在在哪里的神。
The psalmist David said, "Lord, you know my down studdings and my uprisings." You're acquainted with my thoughts afar off.
诗人大卫说，我坐下，我起来，我躺卧，你都知道。
You know what I'm going through right now, in other words, what my life is all about right now.
我的意念你都知道，我的生活，我所经历的一切你都了解。
A number of years ago, my wife was privileged to be a missionary in the country of Haiti.
几年前我跟我太太很有幸能够在海地当宣教士。
And while she was there, the most unusual happening occurred that I want her to tell you about this morning.
那我们在那里的时候，在她身上发生了一件很奇妙的事情，我想让她自己来跟你。
That lets us know the God to whom we care about loves us in such a way that he knows our beginning as well as our ending.
我们所服侍的这位神真的是了解我们，关心我们，我们的开始，我们的结束，他都知道。
And one of the reasons I want you to understand and hear this is to know none of us here are going to have the same story that you're going to hear her share.
我今天想跟大家说的是，他想跟你们分享的这个故事可能不会发生在你身上。
But in the same way, the God who knew what's happening in this story knows where you and I are this very moment in time.
但是唯相同点就是，当这位了解他的故事的神也了解你的故事。
Listen as she shares.
One Sunday morning in the mountain village of Baptiste, Haiti.
在有一天，也是一个礼拜天的早上，这个是在山区的一个小镇上。
I was sitting in church.
那个时候我们在教会里。
And I was in charge of a clinic, that was right across the road from the church.
那个时候这个教会的对面有一个那种像医疗诊所的地方，那个我是负责那个地方的。
And just as the pastor got up to speak that Sunday morning,
那个礼拜天早上，当牧师要上台来要讲道的时候。
I heard a big crowd of people coming down the road behind the church.
那我就听到这教会的教堂的背后，就是好像有一群很大一群人正好过来。
Now in our church there were open windows, so you can hear everything that goes on outside.
因为我们那个地方很热，所以窗户都是打开的，所以外面有什么声音都可以听得到。
And I knew that when we heard a big crowd of people like that, it meant either they were bringing somebody to the clinic with an emergency.
那通常呢，这个有一大群人来的时候，就是有两个可能，就是或者是一个是就是有人生病了很厉害，所以有很多人把他带到这个那个诊所去。
Or maybe they'd caught a thief and they were taking them to the police station, which was another block away.
那或者呢，就是有人抓他们抓到了一个小偷，然后这一群人要把他带到警察局那儿，就离我们大概就一个街的。
So as I sat there, I thought, if it's for the clinic, somebody will be coming to get me.
那所以我在想说，如果他们要去诊所的话，那会有人过来叫我的。
And sure enough, in just a few minutes, there was a little tap on my shoulder, and they said, "You're needed at the clinic."
那果然过不了几分钟，就有人拍我肩膀说，那个他们需要你到诊所去。
So I slipped out of the church and went across the street to the clinic and had to wade through the crowd of people.
那所以我从教会出来，然后要到那个诊所去的时候，当然就得扒开人群，有很多人在那里才能进得去。
And as I stepped into the clinic yard, I saw that the chief of police was standing on the steps of the clinic.
那等我进到诊所的时候呢，发现那个警察局长站在那个诊所的门前的台阶上。
And I saw a pile of rags and looked like maybe sheets and stuff just in a big pile on the clinic porch.
然后在那个前面那个门厅那儿就好像一大堆那种布啊什么床单那样堆一堆在那里。
And the thought came into my head, there's a baby in those rags.
所以我想的就是说，那可能那一堆布里面包了一个小婴儿。
And sure enough, the chief of police came to talk to me and tell me what had just happened.
那这个警察局长他就过来告诉我发生了什么事情。
He said that a couple hours before, up in the local market area, which is an open market,
那大概他说大概两个小时之前，在他们那个集市那个地方是那种露天的集市。
There are several very small homes where people didn't have their own bathroom in the house, and they shared an outhouse in the market.
那在这个集市有一个公共厕所，就是有几家没有自己的那个厕所的家庭就用那个公共厕所。
And a woman had gotten up and she had a little pot, what they call a chamber pot that they'd used in their home, and she went into this outhouse to dump it in.
那所以那个时候他们家里没有那个卫生间的话，他还用那种就是马桶，就是那种夜壶，然后把它拿早上起来呢，这个女人就把那个拿到那个公共厕所去把它倒掉。
And when she dumped that liquid down into that hole, she heard a tiny, tiny little cry.
在她倒的时候呢， 那个就听见有一个很小声音的那种哭声。
And she went screaming and running out of there saying, there's a baby in there!
所以她就那个一边喊一边就跑出去说那里面有个孩子。
And some men that were around came running and with a flashlight and they shone it down in that hole.
那所以就有几个男的就拿着那个手电筒来跑到那个就是等于是下水那个马桶的那个地方拿手电筒去照。
And they saw a tiny little baby way down about 12 feet down in that hole.
然后就看到一个很小的婴儿，那个公共厕所那个马桶是挖了一个很深的，大概有12英尺深的那么一个洞在里边。
And these men were so anxious to try to get that baby out, they literally tore that outhouse apart with their bare hands. It was made out of wood, and they tore it apart.
那些人就很着急要把这个婴儿挖出来，所以就把那个公临时的那种厕所基本上都把它扒掉，就那个。
And one brave man allowed them to tie a rope around his waist.
然后还有一个人，他很勇敢，让他们就把他就是拴一根绳子在他腰上。
And they lowered him down into that yuck mess in that hole.
然后把他垂下去，就都是那个很恶心的那些这个厕所这么一个地方，把它垂下去。
And he put the baby in some sheets, and they pulled, and they were able to pull him and the baby back out.
所以他就那个到下面以后，用一个单子把这个小婴儿裹起来以后，他们再把他跟那个婴儿一起再拉上来。
This baby was still attached to the placenta with its cord. It had just been born that morning.
那个婴儿真的是那天早上新生的，就是他的脐带啊，还有胎盘都还连在一起。
The mother who had had this baby didn't want it and threw it down there as soon as it was born.
那这个生这个孩子的这个妈妈不想要，所以就整个这个连婴儿和胎盘一起都丢到这个厕所。
And then she threw a board down trying to be sure that she killed it.
然后不仅如此，还扔下一块的这个木板，就是好像为了能够。
And then she found a shovel that she threw down, still trying to kill it.
一个木板，然后还有一个铁锹，就为了想要把这个婴儿弄死。
But somehow that baby lived.
但是这个婴儿并没有死，活下来了。
Now this had happened at least 2 hours before they got it to the clinic.
那这个事情的发生是，当然他们花了大概快2个小时才把婴儿救上来，然后送到这个诊所来。
So I went and picked up that big bundle of rags and pulled the top sheet away.
那所以我去把这一大堆这个单子抱过来，然后就把它打开。
Thinking that I would probably find a dead baby by this time.
那就想说，那过了这么长时间，可能这个婴儿已经死掉了。
The little baby's face was blue with cold.
那这个小婴儿的脸就是冻的，就是那种紫色的。
Haiti is a warm country, but we lived high in the mountains, and it was very chilly.
那虽然这个海地是一个很热的地方，但是我们是在山上，所以还蛮冷的。
But as I looked at that little blue face, all of a sudden he moved it just a little bit.
那我看见那个脸都冻得发紫了，但是哎，他在动。
And I thought he's alive. We've got to save him.
啊，他还活着，那我们要救他。
And I had a missionary coworker who had come over from the church to see if she could help.
那个时候我有一个同工，他就从教会正好过来看能不能帮忙。
So I told her, I said, go home and heat up some water. I'm going to need lots of hot water to clean up this baby.
所以我就跟他说，你赶快去烧热水，我需要一些热水来把这个婴儿洗干净。
We didn't have any running hot water from a tap.
因为我们并没有那种就是热水龙头可以接热水。
And with all this rags surrounding this baby who was covered with nasty, yucky muck from the outhouse.
那而且这个他们把他捞出来以后也没有来得及洗，所以他身上这些屎啊尿啊还都有。
I held him as close as I could to keep him warm until she could come with the hot water.
那我那个时候呢，在这热水烧好之前，我就自己抱着他，能让他暖和过来。
And then she, as soon as she got there, I gave him 3 baths.
所以这个婴儿来了，这水来了以后，我给他洗了3遍。
And was able to cut the cord and get him all cleaned up.
然后把这个脐带也剪了，然后把它洗干净。
And I had to use Q-tips to get the stuff out of his ears and his nose and his mouth. It was a mess, a horrible mess.
就是全因为很脏，所以还要用那个就是棉签把他耳朵啊、鼻孔啊什么。
But there was something in my heart was saying, "Oh Jesus, how could somebody throw away this precious baby?"
那当时我的心里就想说，这么宝贵的一个孩子，怎么有人能忍心把他这样丢掉
？This is a precious treasure that you created.
这是你所造的一个很宝贵的一个人。
And he, by the time I had him all nice and warm from the warm water, his face was pink and he was crying.
所以等我们把它都清干净了，然后用热水把它让它暖和过来的时候，它脸就终于变成粉红色，然后开始哭起来。
And you love to hear that cry of a new baby.
因为那个这个新生儿的那种哭真的是非常的。
Because it's a sign of life.
让你非常的喜悦，因为这个表明是它里面有生命力。
You want to put the picture up?
你可以把那个照片放出来。
About that time, the policeman came back in and he said,Miss Darrell, all the people outside would like to see the baby. Could you take him outside?
这个时候这个警察局长他就来了，他就说外面那些人还很着急等着想看这个孩子，你能把他带出来吗？
So I had him all dressed and wrapped up warmly, and I took him out to the clinic porch, and by this time, there were probably 500 or 600 people standing around outside.
那个，所以我就把他穿好了，擦干净，穿好了，然后带出去。那个时候大概有5-600人聚在外面等着看。
And I held him up.
然后就把他，我就把他举得高高的。
And the whole crowd cheered and clapped and cried.
然后所以每，然后那个这5-600人都特别高兴，然后在那儿欢呼。
And for the next couple days until we were able to get him to a hospital and then an orphanage.
那大概之后两天，在我们能把他送到医院，然后送到孤儿院之前
，I would hold him close and I would say, "Oh, Jesus loves you. You're not trash."
那所以那个时候我就有机会常常抱着他，我跟他说，耶稣爱你。
You're not trash. God has a plan for you.
你不并不是垃圾，神对你有一个美好的意念。
And with this story, we can know no matter what our beginning was.
所以这个故事告诉我们，不管我们是怎么样的开始
，We're not trash.
我们不是。要被丢掉的垃圾。
God has a plan for us.
神对我们都有计划，都有一个意念。谢谢。
I'm here to tell you this morning, Jesus knows where you are as well.
我今天要告诉你的是，耶稣也知道你在哪里。
None of us had the beginnings like this precious baby had. In all likelihood,
我们大概没有一个人这个人生的开始是像这个婴儿这样
的。But each of us were born in the muck and the mire of sin.
但是我们生在的那个很恶心的那个地方是充满罪孽的地方。
Because of the choices that two people made that started this whole thing of the human race, Adam and Eve.
当这个亚当和夏娃做出那个选择的时候，就我们这个人就开始走在这样一条路上。
Every one of us have been affected by that disease.
我们每一个人都受到这个罪病的影响。
Satan hates us.
魔鬼撒旦恨恶我们。
He hates happy homes and marriages.
他也恨恶那些幸福快乐的家庭。
He hates relationships between parents and children.
他恨恶这个父母和孩子之间美好的关系。
He doesn't like us to be together and have a community in the church.
他也不喜欢我们在教会里聚集有一个这个好的这个。
Anywhere he can put a wedge in to divide people, he'll seek to do so.
他也不喜欢我们有好的团契，所以当他有可能的时候，他就要在里面插一脚，要造成分裂。
One of the verses that we probably all have memorized many, many times, or talked many times and memorized when we were child is that of John 3:16.
我们很多人从小可能都会背，就是约翰福音第三章十六节。
God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
That he gave his only begotten son.
甚至将他的独生子
whosoever believeth in him
赐给他们叫一切
should not perish
信他的不至灭亡
but have everlasting life
反得永生
That's the God that Jeremiah was talking about that said I'm the one that has the plans for your life
这个神 三章十六节讲的这个神也是耶利米书里所说的这位神
Just like that little baby who had no choice of his birth or the way he ended up being thrown awayby a mother who didn't love him.
神对我们有赐平安的意念，就像那位婴儿，他不是选择自己出生的，他是被丢到这个。
There were those many hands that said, "We'll take him, we'll take him, we'll take him, give him to us."
马桶里，到后来的时候，这个人群当中有很多人伸手愿意说，我愿意要他，给我吧，我来养他。
But all they could do would be to give him a loving home and some food and some care.
但是我们人所能给他的就是一个爱的环境，一个有食物，有东西吃，有衣服穿。
But Jesus said, "I love you enough that I'm giving my life that you can have life."
但是耶稣说，我爱你，我愿意把我的生命摆上给你，使得你可以得到永生。
Because you need more than education.
因为你所需要的超过教育。
You need more than a good job.
你不仅仅只需要一个好的工作。
You need more than a companion, a wife or a husband.
你也不仅仅只需要一个妻子或者丈夫。
You need more than just a loving father and mother and a home.
你也不仅仅只需要一个爱你的父母。
You need me to change your heart.
你需要耶稣来改变你的心。
That verse of John 3:16 talks about the danger that we are in without Christ.
那约翰福音三章十六节也讲到说，我们没有耶稣会有什么样的危险。
That we might not perish, he says.
他说我们得永生，不致灭亡。
And it also talks about the design of God to rescue us.
他也讲到神的计划是要拯救我们。
How?
如何拯救呢
？By love.
就是用爱。
God so loved.
神爱世人。
And that verse also talks about the duty that we have to fulfill if we're going to be a part of the love of God in rescuing sinners from perishing.
那当然他也提到说在这里面我们要承担的责任。
That duty is faith or trust or believing in the Son that God sends.
我们责任就是有信心要叫来相信神相信他能来拯救我们。
I love that word believe there. It means trust in.Clings to and relies on him.
这里面的信不仅仅是头脑中的相信，而且它的意思还包括说依靠和信靠，用你的实际行动来做。
That also talks about that verse about the destiny that of those who believe. He talks about eternal life.
而且他也讲到说，这个我们的这个相信他的人的结局就是可以得到永生。
So it's not so important as to who you have on your.Mailing list or on your Facebook or on your phone list. It's not really important how many names you've got down.
所以你在脸书上有多少朋友，你的手机上有多少个 contact 都不重要。
But is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life?
重要的事情是说你的名字写在生命册上。
Do you know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior?
你是不是认识耶稣做你个人的救主？
He wants to have more than just a casual hello, how are you?Connection.
他想要的不仅仅是只是这个随便的打招呼，说你好吗？怎么样
？He wants to have.A relationship.
他要跟你建立一个亲密的关系。
When I first met Miss Darrell, we just had a connection of hello, how are you kind of relationship.
当我刚开始认识我现在的太太的时候，我们之间也只是就是打个招呼的关系。
Now that she's become my wife,
但是现在她是我的太太。
We're one.
我们是合为一体的。
We two have become one flesh.
我们是两下合为一。
And so I know more about her than I did with just an occasional hello and a smile and how's things going in your family today. I know as a personal love of my life.
所以我对她的了解远超过一个表面上的打招呼的关系。
I was raised in a pastor's home.
我的父母亲是牧师。
But the time came when I had to realize I had a sin problem that my mother and father couldn't correct, although they loved me and disciplined me.
那但是有一天我自己要明白说我里面有一个这个罪不是我的父母亲能够帮助我的改掉的。
I was 4 years of age. I knelt and asked Jesus to become my Savior.
那时候我只有四岁我就跪下来求耶稣来做我的救主。
And he did.
而且他真的就答应了。
And these many years that I have been a follower of Jesus, I've found him to be true to his word. He'll do exactly what he says he will do.
那这些年来我一直跟随他我发现这个耶稣他真的是
So I invite you today, if you do not know him as your Savior,
他说到一定做到，所以我就邀请你，如果你还不认识他做你的救主的话
realize first of all that you're lost without him.
你要首先知道说没有他你是失丧的。
Stop trying to compare yourself with everybody else around you.
然后不要再跟你周围的人去比较。
And say, Jesus, what do you have for me in my life that you want me to do?In serving you as I give myself to you.
你就单单问他，当我愿意把我的生命给你的时候，耶稣，你要我做什么？
I pray today that God will help all of us to leave here with a fresh understanding as we're coming to this Easter season of the price He paid for our redemption.
那我的祷告是说，今天当我们离开的时候，在我们接下来将要到来的这个复活节的季节的时候，帮助我们认识。
In the next few weeks, we'll be hearing and singing about the cross.
那再过几个星期，我们常常就会提到十字架。
That's a reminder of not something that's beautiful and decorative and pretty to look at.
它提醒我们，它不是一个装饰，不是一个好看的东西放在那里而已。
The most horrible of horrible deaths happened on a cross like this.
这个十字架所带来的是一个很痛苦、很可怕的死亡。
And why that happened was that you and I could be here this morning to enjoy life as He wants us to have it, and that's being free from the bondage of sin.
那这个死亡的缘故是为了叫我们今天能够坐在这里我们可以得救可以得自由不再被罪所捆绑
My prayer for you today is that you will put your trust in the Lord Jesus if you've not done so invite him to come into your life repent of your sins
所以我的祷告就是如果你还不认识耶稣就现在就邀请他进入你的心里做你的救主悔改你的罪
Ask him to be the Lord of your life
请求来他来做你生命里的主
He will
他会这样做的。
We love you and thank you so much for your good attention. God bless you today.
我们爱你，然后谢谢你愿意在这里听。愿神祝福大家。